Now I'm recording.
Yes, sir. We back.
Yes, sir. What's good, everybody? Welcome back. First Nick and I re-met in 24.
Yes, sir. It's been a long time coming. How's everybody doing? How we feeling?
We good. Adjusting to the game, figuring things out.
Yeah, you and me both.
How you over there doing in Jacktown?
Horrible.
Jiggyville.
Horrible.
Jiggyville. That's what we can call that.
Nah, we're not doing that.
But we actually have a set out plan and schedule today. First time in pod history, we
Look
picked
at
out
that,
some
having
topics.
topics.
Stepping up the game.
Growing a little bit.
You know
I'm
what I'm
proud of you.
saying? But first thing on the agenda, we'll go through the divisions, comment on everyone's record, how we feel about it. Who we think will win a division. And let's get into that. AFC North. We got VBD as the Ravens, Jack as the Bengals, Smitty as the Browns, and then Versa as the Steelers.
So, Ravens 5-1, Bengals 4-2, Browns 3-2, and Steelers 0-5. So,
Yeah.
just watching Scream, watching the Ravens play, they're doing it. He's doing
Yeah.
it up right now. So, do I think he'll win the division? It's hard to say, honestly, because I think Jack had an injury with Burrow. It was
Burrow,
Joe
yeah,
Burrow.
Burrow got hurt.
Was it when he was playing the Ravens?
I'm not
And
sure if it was when he was
I
playing the
think it
Ravens.
was the Ravens, or it was a close game. So I think, especially with them playing each other multiple times, I think Jack might edge it out and he'll get it. But I mean, never know. The Ravens are playing really good right now, so hopefully they
Yeah,
can win.
I feel like VBD wins the division this first season. He has a good understanding of the game already.
Yeah.
I played in week one. He ran a smooth offense. He got the D tackle user down pack.
Oh
Pressure
yeah,
all
facts. He's
game.
going crazy with Jordan Lewis or Jordan Davis.
So, I feel like he can. I feel like he can finish strong at 5-1. I said it in chat. I feel bad for Versa. Because you got
Yeah, I mean,
VVD with a nasty team. You got
yeah.
Jack with the Bengals. Jack is he's starting out with a good team. And you see what he does with a bad team with the Jets
Yeah.
last season. So it's gonna be tough for him. This is definitely gonna be a test for him being a I'm not sure if he was in the XFL before, but he's a new user to me, and this is definitely a test for him. Sitting at 0 and
No, it's
5,
definitely a tough
right?
division. You got Smitty there too. Sorry not to cut you off, but I
Yeah.
mean, you got three other good users that are gonna challenge you and make you better. So 0-5. I mean, it's still the first season, so you just never know how someone's gonna respond in the upcoming seasons because we got a lot of front runners right now, but you never know how things will play out once some caps issues start happening, some guys hit free agency, some re-sign, stuff like that. So just team building in general, you just never know how things people take their time, they catch their footing.
That's true. Let's
Like
move on
you're
to. Go ahead, finish what you're saying.
Oh, then like you were saying, like it's a new game. We're still trying to figure out how everything's playing. So we were talking off
Yes,
camera
sir.
before. Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to AFC South, our division.
Yes, sir. The South.
Jiggy, 6-0. Me 3-3, you 1-5, and then Rugger 0-6.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
No comment. More so, I'm happy for you. Like 3-3, we both started off like pretty bad, and to see you at 3-3 is like you're catching on, you're turning around. I'm still trying to figure it out. Like the game still plays a little wacky for me, so just trying to get comfortable with the game. And then I had to play the first three games without Trevor and Etienne, so I'm trying to get used to having them. like Trevor Lawrence is having a terrible season, so it's got to get used to him. So
yeah,
it's only the first season, so I'm gonna get better as it goes. I got my Super Bowl win against the weak ass Texans. So
that's crazy.
It don't even matter because we was talking all that smack last night. Well, you haven't beat me. It was a preseason game. Well, I got one win, and guess who it's against?
You know what? Respect, respect.
So hold that.
I'm feeling good. 3-3. I didn't play a terrible game against Jiggy in our first one. Close game at half. He pulled away a little bit. I managed to hang on, but I had some ugly first quarter turnovers early on in the game, and I was just playing catch up. So yeah, he beat me by 11, I think.
Okay, that's a close game. I mean, when me and him played the first go round, it was decently close until half. Then he just took off, and then the second time we played, it was a close game at half, and then he came out, and then came out and empty, and it was curtains from there.
Yeah.
I just couldn't get anything going that second half.
Yeah, I'm starting to figure it out a little bit. I'm looking at these stats, and Jiggy has given up 70 points.
Yeah.
Scored 240 total.
Yeah.
And you and Rugger haven't scored 100 points yet on the season. Y'all need to step it up. Lock in.
Yeah.
Lock in.
Yeah. We're struggling, but we're going to get there. We're going to figure it out.
But Jiggy, unless he starts losing games, Jiggy has the division.
Yeah, this man's winning. He's winning the division regardless.
If he starts losing games, I might have him. We're
0-0. You said what?
I might have him. I might have him if he starts losing.
No.
I'm saying,
like
I'm
you said, this man has already put up 244 and only allowed 70. You've put up 157 and allowed 151. Come sit down next to us. Come on down.
I scored 48 today. I'm feeling good.
I bet you are.
I beat Brock.
You're on a little three-game win streak. Well, not little, but you're on a three-game win streak, so check you out.
Yeah, shout out to Versa for getting the win streak started. Definitely the game I need to get over the hump.
Yeah.
AFC East. We got Busy Dolphins, Pride Bills.
Is Guac the Jets?
Guac Jets and then Bracket Patriots.
Is he? Or am I confusing them?
Bracket. Yeah, Bracket's the Patriots.
No, who's the Jets?
Guac.
No, Grizz Guac's is the Eagles, Jets. Right?
Yeah, Grizz the Eagles, Guac's the Jets.
Okay. All right.
Busy is balling. And I haven't got to see any of his games, but he's got it figured out, I guess. Pride sitting at 4-2, Guac at 2-4, and then Bracket at 3-3.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I feel like this is probably going to be one of the more balanced divisions.
Yeah.
I feel like they all could win the division.
Yeah. I mean, it's a toss up right now between Pride and Busy.
And
so.
Busy.
Yeah.
But I think season Busy, one, guys still figured it out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you know, some guys hit the ground running, so.
Facts. Okay, AFC West, we got the Quacks Chargers. Who's the Chiefs?
Chiefs is one of the newer users. It's not bad. It's not.
I Badgers played. Raiders. Badger Raiders.
Who is the Chiefs? I just played him. You have to pull it up.
Yeah, I'm about to pull it up right now.
But shout out to him because he went crazy with Isaiah Pacheco? Or whatever his running back is when he played me.
I think you're talking about Pacheco.
Yeah, Pacheco was crazy.
So KS Revolver is the Broncos, and then Revival is the Chiefs.
Yeah, Revival. There we go.
Okay. I mean, I'm not too surprised about this division. I got to play Quacks a couple times. He's pretty good. Don't think I've played Revolver or Revival yet. Or mm-hmm. Badger. But
I think they all just lost this past week because they all have.
But this is a new user division, just packed out with new users.
Yeah.
So that's nice to see. They get their first taste of experience.
Yeah. Time to get to grow together.
So I can't even say who I think will win the division.
Yeah, I
don't know too much about anybody.
I would give it to the Chiefs.
You think so?
I think so.
Okay.
Because I'm just playing against him the way like he was playing. I'm just like, he kind of knows his squad already. I think he was the one that made the trade for that Packers super fast receiver. Is it Christian Wilkins or something like that?
Okay.
But he was a dog when we played. Like, that dude was getting open. It was a nice 1-2 punch.
Okay. I think I'm going to go Quacks Chargers just from playing them. I got the experience of playing them. Pretty mm-hmm. good user. He can definitely beat a couple guys in here. So, and that's a solid team. So, I like his chances. Shout out to Badger with the fire graphics. Hook us up with a Nick and Ari podcast graphic.
More so Nick.
Let's not focus on the 1-5 user. Anywho, NFC North. We got
the Lions, the Vikes, the Bears, and the Packers.
Wait. Rob is the Bills, isn't he?
Yeah, wait. You said NFC North or AFC West?
I called what's the name, the Bills?
Who?
Pride.
No, you're thinking
Pride
about
took year. Lions.
Yeah, he's Pride took Lions. He's leading right now.
Pride is he's leading.
Yeah.
Josh is 5-1.
5-1. You say he usually takes a little while to get going. No, he doesn't. This man's 5-1.
He's a liar. Spent the entire
only allowed 119. He's
spent the entire year with him when he was with the Bears.
You said what?
Spent the entire year with him when he was with the Bears. Tosh is a liar.
Yeah. He's going crazy with Justin Jefferson.
Yeah. But we got Van Packers and then I don't know, I remember who the Bears is. Let me pull up the user thing.
Bears is IREC, I think.
IREC is the Bears. All right.
Yeah.
What you thinking?
Tosh. I mean, Pride's having a good year, 4-2. He has it figured out, but Tosh is traditionally a really good user. No knock to Pride. I think Simpson at 5-1 already in the first season, he's only going to go up and get better. So I think I'm going to bet my money on Tosh.
Yeah. I think I'm going to say Tosh season one. But I think it's going to be a toss-up between him and Pride every year. Van's on vacation, so we don't know how he is this Madden. Mm-hmm. Van can compete, though. Being in division with him, I'm not sure about IREC. I haven't played with him a ton, but I know Van, when he wants to, he can compete. He gets in his head a lot, but he's actually a good guy.
I don't know, man. You be betting top dollar on IREC on these playoffs.
Man, hey, you always got to bet the underdog.
I don't know, the way you be betting. You wouldn't think he's an underdog. You take him every time. You take him every time.
Come on now. You gonna doubt somebody with the name IREC? That's like, that would be BBD.
True enough. So I took Tosh, you took Pride, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. To the NFC South, we move.
Yes, sir.
Looks like a pretty balanced division besides the Panthers sitting at 2-4, but you got the Saints at 4-2, who I think I'll play this week.
Sparty's been balling this season.
Who's that?
Sparty.
Oh, Sparty's the Saints.
Yeah, I just played him. Shout out to him for playing early today. 48.
Okay, all right. I got dropped 49. Let's go, Sparty. Let's get it.
You think you can drop 49 on Sparty?
If you can drop 48 and I beat you, you know, anything can happen.
Okay, but Saint Sparty, Jared Bucks, Brat Falcons. And
JMO's the Panthers.
My fault. I couldn't remember JMO's name because he's a loser. Sitting at 2-4.
I'm interested to see what he does with the Panther roster because he's traditionally a good team builder from what you were telling me. So definitely interested to see what he does with that team. Sparty sitting at 4-2. Definitely, just from me, since I've been in the XFL, he hasn't really had too crazy of a year, like seasons. So to see him at 4-2 is like...
The thing with Sparty is he gives out a ton of force wins.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I actually got to share a division with him in Tosh and Hey Bob, and you came at the end. Sparty gives out a ton of force wins, but he plays the games that matter. And he will knock you out the playoffs.
Sheesh.
Sparty's a dream wrecker.
I got you. And with Jared, is the Bucks right now?
Yeah. I think Jared wins the division this year.
Yeah, I give him that.
But this is gonna be cool to see this division.
Yeah.
NFC East. We got KOTV Cowboys, NWS Commanders, Smooth Grizzly Eagles, and can't remember the Giants user.
It's Air V.
He's a loser though. Air V. Dang, I like Air V.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Shout out
man,
to
man, wakes up at crazy hours to play his game.
Killing it with my old squad, man.
Yeah, he's using them the right way, though.
Here you go. You and use your team the right way against me. Let's go ahead and shut it down.
But yeah, shout out to KOTV. I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting NWS division. In the beginning,
I honestly was expecting the Eagles to come out on fire. He has a solid squad.
True.
I thought he was going to hit the ground running and be sitting at 5-1 right now. But like I said, everybody's still trying to
figure the game out.
Figure the game out. So, I mean, some people, they already got it down packed. So, shout out to them. Drop some tips or something.
Facts. KOTB, division winner?
Yeah. I think he's on fire right now. Nobody else in the division is kind of close to what he has number-wise. I mean, he's only allowed 135, and he's put up 196. Three-game winning streak. I think he continues to roll through. Now, playoff run, not too sure.
Okay. Now, the division that beefs. We got the NFC West. We got Tide Pod, 49ers,
came out of nowhere.
Boone Cardinals, Knicks, Seahawks, and then the LEO
Streaky-o. Rams. Streaky-o.
Hey, LEO is tanking for someone in the thing. He decided who he was tanking for before the grades even came out. But you know. It is what it is. I'm going to let him do his thing. He's rebuilding the Rams.
He's on rebuild mode, man. Let him live.
Ty Pod been sunning LEO in chat. They're going back and forth.
As he
LEO.
Should.
LEO As been sunning Boone.
Oh, what? What?
Yeah.
Well, he got his first win against Boone today, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever, right?
Last night, I think.
That's a funny, like.
It was like 40-something to 10.
Oh, he walked.
Bro, and Boone just beat Jack.
What? You just never know, man. Any given Sunday.
That's what I'm saying. But I don't know who's winning the division. We got two wild cards.
My top dollar on Tipod.
All right, I got Boone. I'm not gonna doubt Boone. He's an entertainer.
Yeah, of course.
Like his guys dripped out.
And questionable. Now the unis are tough. Now I'm not gonna lie. When I've been watching some of the pictures they've been posting on Twitter and chat.
That's what I'm saying.
The Cardinals unis are tough. I mean Kyler with 19, not a fan of it, but everybody else is pretty sauce.
Boone is XFL Deion Sanders. I'm telling you.
Whoa, you're at a stretch.
Yeah.
That's a stretch.
Boone is XFL Deion Sanders. No, he's here to entertain. They're gonna hate on him, but guess what? He's gonna play his game.
No, sir. He's not prime time.
Yes, sir. Boone is XFL prime time.
No, sir.
Hey, Boone. Respect, man. Do your thing over there.
Why are you capping? You don't rock with Boone like that. You always come
I do rock with Boone like
about,
that.
I'm not gonna lose to Boone. Who I look like? Like, come not. On now. You understand?
If
on
we were to play the Cardinals, I'm not losing to Boone.
But yeah, that don't go, mean right on character. Right on character.
That don't mean Boone is not XFL Deion Sanders, bro.
He's not, but Ty Potter run through you. So we're just gonna keep it pushing.
Colorado Cardinals. Come on now.
We're gonna keep it pushing.
Ty Potter would not.
He would run through you. Drop a 50 ball.
Wouldn't.
I think that's everybody. Wouldn't. Everybody. That's it all is. The division. Yeah.
Next up on the agenda was Life with Jiggy. But you know, I'm over here. It's kind of cool. Nothing too crazy. You know, we had a normal regular game. But
you're petty.
let's talk about you.
Bad, bro. I mean, give it a couple seasons. I feel like the margin's gonna get a little bit smaller. Like, yeah.
Right.
He beat me about 30 both games, so there's not much I can say. But the 30 ball came the second half. It wasn't all the way through. So
what's crazy is it was almost identical scores, 42-17. And then he was like, you know what? Week 6, second time playing them. Well, one more point won't hurt. 43-17.
You know, you got to get better, man. You're only as good as your last step. Hey. I mean, the first time we played didn't have Etienne and Lawrence. Second time right. had Etienne and Lawrence just nah, I mean, it's really the defense, bro. We're going back and forth from getting stops. Well, not defense, it's the offense. So once I get my offense together, like I'm not scoring more than like 17, 20 a game. That's trash. So yeah. once I get my offense rolling, we'll be all right.
Jiggy hasn't given up more than 17 points, and he scored 40 every game except the one against me.
So
he's balling.
Yeah. I mean, what was your experience against Anthony Richardson? Because I had man.
I mean,
clamped until the second half. He was getting sacks, missing throws. He wasn't going 17-17. You know, that's just what it was. That's what's not gonna happen.
See, he played the reverse game with me, so he started out in empty, quick passes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, went down, I got,
and then I came back and scored. It was. Not gonna lie, it was a good game. I enjoyed it. Only thing is, it was tough trying to stop Anthony Richardson from the scrambling. I get in with Will Anderson, he'd just take off.
Yeah, I would have him in like 3rd and 15, 3rd and 16, and be clamped, and then he'll take off and run, and I'm just like, great.
Yeah, but the early game pick sixes would kill me. I threw a pick six in the first quarter. And we finished the first quarter 7-0. Went to the second quarter. We both scored 14, so he was up 7 at half. And then in the third quarter, he scored a touchdown, and I kicked the field goal. That was it. All the points. But yeah, that early on interception is what killed me. You know. Life ain't bad. Oh, what Elio say? If you're looking for one for your series, you could probably do Jiggy Ebanks. They've played each other twice. Okay, and he's talking about Taj. I thought he was talking trash about you. You know, Elio get real disrespectful in the chat.
Yeah, we don't. We not. That's all. We overlook all that. We're not tripping on that.
I feel you. So, how you feeling about the game so far?
You said what now?
How you feeling about the game so far?
It's definitely not it in the moment. Some of the interactions are clunky. I'm still trying to figure out, like, the run is supposed to be better, but I feel like I was running a lot better in 23 than I was this year when run blocking is supposed to be better. So trying to figure that out. Passing for me has just been horrible. So trying to figure out passing. The game just doesn't play like, I mean, basically 23 because I'm used to 23. So once I get used to this game, I think it'll be fine. The stuff that worked in 23 is not really working in 24. At least from my point of view, you might feel different. I mean, when we played, it was a lot of drags. A lot of drags from you and running to the outside, which I think that's what a lot of people are doing right now.
Yeah, I mean, drags and running to the outside, that's me playing a conservative game. I was filling the game out, still figuring it out, where I was building a playbook that I was trying to figure out what I liked. But I'm cool with this new playbook that I've been using. I use it against Versa, Brap, and Sparty. And I'm comfortable with the pass out of it and running. So we're going to see how that goes rest of the season. But, yeah, I feel like I'm adjusting well to the game. Game speed is a little different. Tackling is off. And the DBs are more reactive, so you got to be careful what you throw.
Yeah, I can see. I could agree on that. DBs are – you're getting a lot more missed throws. Linebackers are – they react, but not – like, you still need to have a safety at sub linebacker. Like, that's a must. Like, because I was playing first couple weeks with my regular linebackers in, and I was getting gassed in the run. They weren't running with the receivers in the pass, so – but movements, and defense is starting to react a little bit better, so –
I run two linebackers at sub linebacker, and they've been playing pretty well. One of them,
yeah, one of those guys is Will Anderson, I'm sure.
Nah, Will Anderson's D line all the time, rush the quarterback.
Okay,
we got Henry To. I don't know how to say his last name.
It's okay, sounded
a lot of T's, a lot of O's. That's all we're gonna say. Henry, a lot of T's, a lot of O's. But anywho, he caught him an interception. And then we got Christian Harris. He's been balling for me, got a couple deflection. He's a speed guy, so he can run with some receivers, run with some halfbacks and tight ends. They've been playing solid. Pass rush has been strong. Run defense has been good. But if they come on a power formation and you get caught in nickel or dime, it's definitely going to hurt. But I like that. O-line's blocking better. I feel like I have more time to pass. And running backs pick up blitzers, which I noticed today. Super effective. But I'm enjoying the game. It's playing pretty smooth. It's a couple things you can complain about, but it's overall a good game.
Yeah.
And finally, did you get to see the stream where Nick talked about, like, first round corners. Actually, let me pull it up. I got a picture of it.
I was on it. Right, about the ball and they're locked in at a certain speed and all that good stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, I got a
picture of it.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm pretty sure it's not too far up in announcements. You can just slide up.
Yeah, but changes. First round corners, first round grade corners. So it's not you drafting in the first round. It's they're projected in the first round. Auto aggressive play ball. Second round corners balanced at worst. So if they're aggressive play ball, they get to stay that. They won't bring them down because they were second round projected. I think that's a pretty cool addition. 85 hit power or higher. You get the hit power trait.
A big hitter trait.
Yeah, I guess that wasn't on guys. Yeah.
Make hit sticks great again.
Facts. Why hit sticking is tough. You got to line a guy up.
That tackling is tough this year. I'm not going to lie. Like, dudes will get back there, and they'll just get stiff-armed, or they'll just fall off. And I'm just like, bro, what is going on?
Man, I've been rushing the quarterback. I'll get back there and run past the quarterback. The angles are crazy.
Yeah.
But receivers projected third to undrafted are maxed out at 94 speed. Receivers
so we're saying second. Like, go ahead.
Receivers second maxed out at 95 speed. So streaks aren't a problem. And then so first round, whatever they get.
So, like, you go to the prospects right now. We have a quarterback, corner, wide receiver. They're all top five projections. Then you got some round one projection guys. All those guys, and let's say they were all corners. Wait, does this mean the same thing for strong safeties as well? Like, there's a first round projected strong safety. Is he going to get the aggressive play ball?
I believe they addressed that in the and the thing, but I can't remember, and I don't want to put words in Nick's mouth, so. All
right, and then, like, it has to strictly say round one projection. It can't say round one to two projection. Is that on the picture you have?
It doesn't say. Okay. That's a good question, though.
Okay, so it was, you added this segment, but you weren't really well-versed in it. Okay, gotcha.
I mean, I'm just giving the information that's given. You know what I'm saying?
Not good. Not to the best of your ability.
I'm just here to get my opinion on it.
Okay. I mean, running back wise, looking at the running backs, there's only one round one to two. So depending on that rule, if it's only one, if he's only projected round one, I'm not sure how that would fall. So Larson, there's a running back, Randy Malone, projection
what,
one.
What the running back got to do with anything?
I'm just saying, like, if you have a running back. That's
I get what you're saying.
One to two, and then the rest of them are two to three projections, then three to four. So it's just like all that stuff kind of. But or is it only four on the defensive side of the ball? Is it only four corners? That's why I'm asking, like, because there's one guy who's round one projection, and then you have some guys that are round one to two. So how would that work? So I'm sure
that's a good question.
If you hear this, Larson, can you please point me in the right direction of the info? Because Nairi Charles don't have it. But I have no problem.
You said you was there too, right?
Huh?
You said you was there too, right?
I was there. I was definitely there.
Listening. All right. Just making sure. But
Yo, you lost, didn't you? What was it, 24-20? It's my podcast, bro. Watch your tone.
D-line projected first round, pass rush, trait applied. So they get the power move, finesse move, whatever grades like matter for it. So like you can't have a dude, you pick him up and he's 60 power move and 80 finesse move and expect to get both. But drafting a dude that's like 75 finesse move and not getting the swim move trait is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. I like the addition. I think that it makes it more realistic. I think it makes the game more fun when you do draft somebody. You actually can develop them and do what you need to do instead of having someone like a Jordan Davis who is a freak but doesn't have any type of, like, traits like that. So now you're just using them. So it's just, like, I think that eliminates that. No, definitely.
Yeah, and then the last one, pass coverage linebackers projected first round, get aggressive play ball as well.
I would have to see, I mean, now that we're playing, I mean, have you noticed any linebackers that are just jumping routes with getting picks? I've seen some linebackers, like when I played against Rob, I tried to throw something over the middle, dude levitated up, snagged it, and I'm just like, it's a safety. I can't be too mad at it. But if it was a linebacker there, I'm pretty sure that ball would have been completed. So,
I mean,
it's a good idea. I just need to
react.
You said what?
My linebackers react.
I think so they're going to react more so to, like, you hit the ball out, you hit the receiver, they drop it, or a deflection, but I'm not seeing them actually, unless they get depth. If they get depth and then you throw the ball over the middle, I think they'll react. And if they're facing the ball, but like I said, that safety, it was clear as day. Like,
but yeah. It's not too many linebackers that have aggressive play ball.
Yeah,
so drafting them is going to matter more. So both of my linebackers, one's conservative, one's balanced. And Christian Harris has a ton of knockouts. Like, he'll swat the ball. He's not going to try to pick it off, but he's swatting the ball every chance he gets.
Yeah.
So, like, they weren't reacting at first. Like, you could just throw a ball over a linebacker's head and he'd be fine.
Yeah.
Now, I'm saying guys are trying to throw streaks over top of him. He's reaching up and smacking the ball down. That's progress. I take it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a dude with aggressive play ball, so I don't know what the difference is going to be, but hopefully there is a difference.
Yeah, I think it would only make a difference if you're running a linebacker. So let's say you're going to have a sub linebacker, because most people are going to have their sub linebacker, and you have one linebacker on the field. If you decide to utilize that pass coverage linebacker as your second linebacker and like nickel, because most people are going to run nickel, you're not going to sit in 3-4 or 4-3 all day. So, interesting to see how it works out. But that one linebacker in the nickel set, I think we all know he's there to really make tackles.
See, I'm running double linebacker, so you know.
Yeah, both, I mean, for you, it might work. If you run two double linebacker, it might work for you. For me, like I said, my defense is reacting way different now that I got two linebackers off, only one linebacker on.
True.
So, yeah, anything else?
No, we covered everything.
For sure. I feel like we've been going forever. Hopefully we're not going too long. But, yeah,
for a little minute.
Yeah, first pod back feels good. We got to get more consistent on these. First user points, user rank points came out. How you feeling about those?
I'm at 3, and I was shocked.
Okay, shocked. Okay. I'm at 30, and I'm not shocked because I have not been tweeting. I have been real upset.
So, you need to put some content out, man. Some tweets.
Yeah, you can see. I'm talking to you, man.
Versus team is 0-5, and he's putting out tweets.
Hey, shout out to that man. Shout out to him.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's no excuse to not put out tweets.
Yeah, no, you're right. There's no excuse. I get right.
Sir. So lock in. Get some content out there. Take some pictures. Post some players. Shout out some guys who performed
well. I posted some players. I mean, at this point, my team, we 1-5. We don't deserve to come out saucy. I came out with the 2015 color rush and the green helmet, and I'm like, yo, these are the color combos are sick. We lose. So we're going basic, plain Jane for the rest of the season until I can get some wins. We have no right to swag out because we can't win a game.
Hey, do your thing. Get right, coach. But yeah, put some content out there.
How many times are you going to say it, bro?
Put some content out there.
Get some wins. That goes for everybody. Get some wins against the Jets.
I was about to say, are you telling me to get some wins?
Yeah, bro. Get some wins against the Jets, bro. You just got the 3-3. Don't forget where you came from.
We're not going to do these.
We was both like 1-3 a second ago. We was both 0-3 a second ago.
Nick Ebanks put out some content. Everybody else in the league. Put out some content, man. It ain't that hard. A couple tweets. Little article, how you feel about your team.
Hey, Jiggy, come get your man.
Put out some content.
Jiggy, come get your son. I'm tired of you
being the middle of the pack. Put out some content, Jiggy.
You don't got to put out content. His content is him dog walking you. Not me, but you. All right, in the pod,
bro. Yes, sir. Hey. Catch you, lady, XEFL. Hey, Nick Larson, come get your guy. He ducked you.
He definitely ran. I ducked nobody. I did the
He opposite. Definitely ran.
How did I run? The whole division put up before me.
He didn't want no parts. He said it. We was at a party.
I wanted all the smoke.
who is in the party doing the team draft. You had a particular
person who grinded to get into that division and got a horrible team. We won't reveal names. But, you know, like, I made it publicly known that I was who I was going after. So
we had a – well, let's address this. I'm going to give names. Boone said I will never coach, you know, Colorado Cardinals. Coach Prime Boone said, I would never follow Nick Larson again. Not doing that. What did he do? Follow Nick Larson. That's one of your spots. And then Elio talking big crazy. I'm following Jiggy. If I don't get the Colts,
he didn't want that. He didn't want that Jiggy smoke.
If I don't get the Colts, I'm taking the Texans. If he took the Texans, I was taking the Jags. And I was going to dog walk them all season. But you see, he did not want the Jiggy smoke. Guys, just be talking, man. That's all I got to say. We're going to end the pod right there. Everyone have a good night. Or good morning. Oh, man. Good drive to work, whatever you got.
Eat your chest. Catch y'all later.